rarely pause to consider how long they spend eating their meals. Yet, this simple habit plays a key role not just in supporting healthy digestion, but also in helping to ward off various health issues and chronic conditions. In this week's feature on health, sanitation and fitness, we explore the benefits of eating slowly and how it positively impacts your overall well-being. Our reporter Abraham Orishawa Rubasa has details of this report.
Slow eating is the practice of eating food at a relaxed and hurried pace, often taking between 20 and 40 minutes for a full meal. It involves chewing each bite slowly and paying full attention to the taste, texture, and the body's hunger and fullness signals. I spoke with Enno Kanyamhachi and Morina Inebiona, both residents of Kabale Municipality, as well as Dan Tumwebaze and Gloria Oligumiseriza, both residents of Ruchiga District, about whether they think about the time they take to eat a meal. This is what they say.
To me, I think proper way of eating, it should be one eating slowly and chewing the food very well. When you're eating quickly, you will swallow it minus chewing it very well, and at the end of the day you get poor digestion, constipation, and you find when the stomach has complications, you're feeling a lot of gas in the body.
When you eat slowly, there are some types of food that needs to be broken down. So when you eat on a hurry, you might find there are some of the foods that are not broken down. When it comes to digestion, it becomes hard for them to be broken down easily, and they end up not doing the work they should have done.
According to a consultant surgeon at Bethel Surgical Clinic in Kabale Municipality, Dr. Robert Mugara, slow eating and chewing slowly, about 15 to 20 times per bite, can benefit digestion. Dr. Mugara adds that slow eating promotes relaxation, helps control hypertension and blood sugar, reduces stress and anxiety, enhances food enjoyment, and prevents choking. On the contrary, eating hurriedly can potentially result in choking or overeating, which may lead to obesity, hypertension, and high blood sugar if left unchecked.
As healthcare providers, we actually recommend taking your time while eating, and it has benefits. The obvious one is relaxation. That is why sometimes when people are very tired, they're like, okay, let's go here and have something to eat. For people who have hypertension, it actually helps with controlling hypertension. The other benefit is you're going to enjoy the food. If you chew your food thoroughly, it also has benefits in terms of digestion. The chances of you choking on food which you have thoroughly chewed is less compared to someone who just throws in and swallows. Some people, when they go to the toilet, they actually pass out pieces of meat, beans that have not been chewed. So that's actually wasted food because the body has not utilized it. The other benefit is weight control. The other, eating slowly, actually also helps to control our blood sugar, because when we eat slowly, we relax, which is very important. We eat less food, which is also important, and that helps us to control our sugar levels.
Meanwhile, Daniel Kamara, a nutritionist at Bwindi Community Hospital in Kanungu District, warns that forcing extended pauses between bites can backfire, especially if the food is not enjoyed. Kamara echoed Dr. Mugara's advice, stating that slow eating, also known as mindful eating, can also support calorie control, help in weight management, and enhance food enjoyment by reducing bloating and allowing better appreciation of flavors.
Therefore, it's very important for us to eat food in time, but also mindful eating. When you eat very fast, you rush the stomach, that's not prepared to receive the amount of food you are pumping, and that makes you actually, some of you get bloating. You find you're in the toilet, some of you find that the stomach is halfway full, some of you find that the stomach is always quarreling, is always shouting at you, you usually get diarrhea because you've not planned for your stomach. The stomach is also a place that needs neat environment. It is a niche animal that needs food that is properly killed. It needs food that is nutritious. It needs food that has been properly worked on so that it can also start the process. It is not a place to receive a sweet potato, a cassava, an Irish potato, a matoke the way it is. Rather, it should receive it in a changed format.